الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، فهذا هو مجلس من مجالس شرح ثلاثة الأصول للإمام المجدد لمن درس معالي الإسلام الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. This is one of the sessions of the explanation of the three fundamental principles of Islam for Imam محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. وكنا في اللقاء الأخير تكلمنا على ما جاء في المرتبة الثانية وهي الإيمان. We spoke in the last session about the second rank of this religion, Islam, which is al-Iman, the faith or the belief. وكما قال الإمام بضع وسبعون شعبة. And it is as the Imam said, something and 70 نعم something and 70 branches or divisions. وهذا كما في الحديث, and this is as in the hadith. فأعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله, وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق, والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. So the highest rank of it, or the highest division or level of it, is to say لا إله إلا الله, meaning from your heart. And then Imam Muhammad said, وَأَرْكَانُوا سِتَّةٌ, and the pillars of faith or belief is six. أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِي وَكُتُبِي وَرُسُلِي وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَبِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِي وَشَرِّهِ. This is the as the pillars of Iman, to believe in Allah and the angels, the books, messengers, the other day when the day of resurrection, and the destiny, the good of it and the evil of it, is all from Allah Ta'ala, all from Allah Ta'ala. And this means that no one can do nothing in this world except with the permission of, or except if Allah Ta'ala permitted. And if it happens, then it must be decreed by Allah Ta'ala. These pillars, as well as the pillars of Islam, need to have a long, explanation. But today, inshallah, we're going to go through quickly like that, and then we may have a deep explanation in the coming sessions. And then he said that وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ السِّتَّةِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the proof of these six pillars is the saying of Allah, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 177, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر, من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. البر, which is the piety, is not to turn your face to the, towards the east and the west. But it is to but al-bir, the piety is to believe in Allah. To believe in Allah and the day of resurrection and the angels and the books and the prophets and the dalil for qadr is what Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Qamar, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr. Verily everything we created in or with destiny and wisdom. Let's look to the first pillar of Iman. What do we mean by believing Allah? To believe in Allah is to believe in Him as the Lord, that there is no any other Lord for this world except Him, Allah Ta'ala alone. And it means that no one creates, no one sustains, no one controls all this universe except Him, Allah Ta'ala. And nothing can happen in this world except if Allah Ta'ala permits it. Other than that, no way that anything can exist or can happen or can occur in this world, whether of the good or the evil, believe or disbelief, the obedience or disobedience, or must be permitted by Allah Ta'ala to happen. But it does not mean that Allah Ta'ala accepts it. It does not necessarily mean that Allah Ta'ala accepts it. As what Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. So Allah Ta'ala decreed and has decreed everything even before He creates the heavens and earth by 50,000 years, as in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, إن الله قدر مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. فإن الله has set out the and written the destiny of all the creation even before He created heavens and earth by 50,000 years. So to believe in Allah as the Lord, that there is no any other Lord but He, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Almighty, the Exalted, and that He alone who created, He alone who sustains, He alone who controls all this universe, and nothing can happen in this universe except if He, Allah Ta'ala, permits it. Also to believe in Allah as the only true God, that there is no one worthy of worship but He, Allah alone, because He was the only Lord, and so He must be the only God. So the one who bestowed mercy and grace and sustenance and health on me is the one that I submit to Him with all of my life, acts, love, sayings, obedience, etc. And that is the meaning of worship, Godhood. And the third, also to believe in Allah in His names and attributes, that He has names, He has attributes, as in the Quran, as in the authentic Sunnah also. And you have to believe that these names and attributes are all perfect. Are all perfect. And you got to believe in them by knowing the meanings of them. You don't say, I don't know the meaning, but the meaning is for Allah to know. No, but you have to know the meaning. As when Allah Ta'ala says that about Him, that He is Sami'a. You know that it means that He hears, so He hears you. Now, when you believe in the attribute or the name, it does not necessarily mean to believe in it the way you know it, meaning you hear. And Allah Ta'ala proved that He hears, as in this ayah of Surah Al-Shura, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. You hear with your ear. Then you cannot say that Allah hears with His ear, because He did not tell us that. So we cannot go to that level. But we know that hear means hear by the meaning of H-E-A-R, and that means captures the sounds, as Basir captures the images. So we say, but He, Allah Ta'ala, informed us that He has eye. As He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ, He said to Musa, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِ, and in the ayah of Shurta, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَ أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَىٰ, I'm with you, hearing all what is all the dialogues between you and Fir'aun, and I can see everything. So it means here to believe in Allah's names and attributes as they came in the Quran and the Sunnah. And you have to be certain in the meaning. But what you avoid is the way how it is. You have to avoid getting or trying to reach there. Because He didn't tell us that. The Prophet ﷺ didn't tell us that. So we got to avoid that. We got to avoid that. And you got to believe that Allah is existing, but existing on His throne, settled on His throne. And His power is existing in all the world. His awareness of everything is everywhere. His hearing of all voices, all sounds. His sighting of all the object and everything. So we got to believe in it this way, and this is the belief of Ahlus Sunnah al Jama'ah. Inshallah Ta'ala, we continue speaking about the pillars of faith and the next Sunday. Wallahu Ta'ala A'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Now if you have any question, you can kindly please raise your hand. Okay, no hands raised means no questions. Khair inshaAllah, jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.